Okay, good Arab Shabbos to everybody. So one of the themes we really tried to stress this week in terms of our study of Parshas Vayera is the cruelty of Paro and his disregard for the Egyptians. Vayifen Paro vayavol beso velo shas libo gam lazos vayach berucho mitzrayim sivot hayor mayim lishtos kilo yochlo yishlishtos mimimei hayor. Paro was unconcerned. That culture, when it comes straight from the top, so it impacts the way the society functions. And sadly, we learn in Makas Bara just how extreme this kind of ruthlessness and cruelty it can be. We're not talking about Vayakutsu Mipnei B'nei Yisrael, the repulsive state of the Jewish people in the eyes of the Egyptians, but we're talking about the way that Egyptians treated others. The Torah tells us that Moshe, and the Rabban emphasizes this point greatly, that Moshe told Paro, he gave the message that the Barad was going to be lethal and it was meant to destroy the crops. They'll die and it's unnecessary because this is meant to be a Makkah only for the for the vegetation, as the Ramban says, "Kol elu divrei Hashem Moshe v'yadua sheba Moshe v'yamar leparo is kol divrei Hashem asher shlacho v'hulo hutzrach laharech rak amar hayarei as devar Hashem shadibra la Moshe kein v'haisa ha'isa hazos bechemlas Hashem." God had compassion both on the human beings and on the animals. Kimachas habarad lo shlacho rak lahashis yivul ha'aretz v'lo al ha'adam, says the Ramban, "Al kein yorechatim badarech la'atzila mimeno." He didn't want the animals to have to die, nor the people to have to die. But what do we see here? So there were those people who listened. That is to say that people died. And again, I don't want to be too graphic here, but the barad v'eish mislakachas v'so chabarad is a misa mishuna. They died being struck by these hailstones that then immolated them. One can imagine that the suffering that was all avoidable, v'asher lo sam libo el devar Hashem, right, echoes of, right, v'yifen paro, v'yavo el beso v'lo shas libo gam lazos, so asher lo sam libo, people who picked up on that culture, el devar Hashem, v'yazov v'savadav es mikneu basadeh, they were mafkir, human beings, but they weren't related to as human beings. So that's exactly what happened. You're talking about a cosmic force that'd be strong enough to literally smash trees. So you can imagine what it would do to human beings who were abandoned there, right? Asher lo sam libo al devar Hashem, right? Vayazov v'savada v'smikneyu v'asadeh, you know, the sense of being mafgir human beings. But again, in Mitzrayim, it comes straight from the top. Vayach beruchom Mitzrayim, mitzivos hayor, mayim lishtos, ki lo yachul lishtos, mimei hayor. And Paro just goes, as we saw before, back into his house, right, lo shas libo, gam lazos, that he's not interested. It doesn't, or he thinks that it doesn't impact him, right? As we spoke about with Tzvardeya, that's why Tzvardeya has to start with Bevescha, v'chadar mishchavcha, v'mitasacha, sort of penetrating his zone of immunity. So again, the culture of Egypt, it's a cruel culture. And as the Ramban emphasizes, the Chemlas Hashem Alav, Hashem tried very hard to sensitize them, to give them a chance, that they shouldn't be punished any more than is absolutely necessary. But the message, sadly, for those who were not Yireis Tavar Hashem, was not received.